Wouldn't you love to know how to create, grow, and preserve your wealth? Well, you are now in the right place. Welcome to the Wealth Wise Podcast, all courtesy of VM Wealth Management.
Welcome back to another episode of the VM Wealth Wise Podcast. To all my loyal listeners, thank you for keeping my company as we continue to learn all the tips, tricks, and the secrets to building wealth. This week, we will be taking a much closer look at one of the things most Jamaicans are definitely familiar with. You guessed it, hustling. The interesting thing about this topic is that it is already ingrained in us as Jamaicans to find a side hustle as we, try to make ends meet. However, to take it a little further, there are many persons that has taken what we think as a little side hustle and has made it into major income. Our guest for this week knows all too well about how to embrace the hustle and even more so about how to turn pennies into profit outside of a 9-to-5. So I wanted to think about something. How many streams of income do millionaires have? So I did some research and I got some stats. Tom Corley, he's the author of Rich Habits, and he studied the habits of millionaires during a 5-year study of the rich and poor. Here's what he found as it pertains to most self-made millionaires and their income streams. You ready for this? 65% of self-made millionaires had 3 streams of income. 45% had 4 streams of income. And 29% of self-made millionaires had 5 or more streams of income. So you know what that means? Having one job is too close to having none. But before we jump into it, don't move any further. Remember that you can find us on vmwealthwise.buzzsprout.com as well as the VM Wealth YouTube channel. And while you're at it, just jump over to LinkedIn at VM Wealth Management. Are you ready, guys? So we'll be getting our hustling tips from our special guest, Mrs. Venice Anderson Facy, who is a 6-figure business coach. And yes, she is Jamaican. And, Venice is the CEO of Ven Posh Body Contouring, Magic Touch Events, and the leading lady of many other business ventures. Venice!
Thank you for having me, Dee. How are you doing?
I am fabulous, fabulous. And you look exquisite. Girl,
thank
nice
you so
enough.
Much. Thank you. It's a posh thing.
It's a posh thing. Okay, let us jump right into it. And so I want you to tell our listeners who Venice is and what Venice is all about.
Hey, everyone. So, Venice Anderson Facy here. Thank you so much for having me. And the truth is, wow, my journey started 8 years ago in this whole entrepreneurship thing, right? But before that, obviously, I would have been working a 9-to-5 and I've been in a 9-to-5 setting for 20 years, right?
Wow.
And banking, to be specific. I've literally started from the ground up in terms of being a customer service rep. When I left the bank, I left as a corporate relationship banker or relationship manager, right? So the truth is, I've had my journey throughout my banking life. And 9 years ago, I pretty much just got an idea. Why not just start a business? Didn't know anything about business. I did some research, asked some persons on Instagram who I've seen been doing businesses for tips. Nobody was willing to share anything, whether for free or if you were even paying, nobody was really interested in sharing. So the truth is, what I did, I just made up my mind and I said, hey, I'm going to just face it head on. Whatever comes, I learn from it, right? Now, I just had my son. I was home on maternity leave. When you're home, maybe that's when the creative juice starts to flow. So I was on Instagram, that very tool that many of us are on, but we're not utilizing it the right way. I was on Instagram searching for something. I saw a celebrity wearing a waist trainer. And I was like, I've never seen anyone in Jamaica with waist trainers. So I got the idea. I was like, maybe I could sell these here. but I didn't know how to find it. So tried searching for a supplier, couldn't find any. So what did I do? I started with something else. I started with accessories, hair. So those were the things I was selling before, bundles and accessories and everything. Opened a little store and all of that, didn't work out. Hair stopped selling for me, that is, because people are complaining about quality and all of that. I had no control over quality because you don't make the hair, right? Then accessories, you know, after a while, accessories are going to change on you. So what do you do now? You're probably stuck with them because nobody's going to buy them because they're not real gold or anything like that. So eventually, I found a young lady on Instagram that was selling the waist trainers, but she is overseas. Sent her a DM, asked her, how can I get some to buy from her? I don't think that was something she had in mind to like do wholesale. So pretty much I gave her an idea. She couldn't even respond to me same time. She had to go and think about it. So I said to her, I only need 20. She didn't come back to me immediately, but maybe a week or so after she did. And she was able to send me the 20 I paid for them. And let me tell you something, the rest is history. Those 20 waist trainers were sold inside of the bank by my coworkers, pretty much bought those, and they were sold in a minute, right? So I was like, okay. So I pretty much just invested all of that money back into the business and I ordered 40 the next time. Now, it so happened that things started to get crazy and I could not deal with her as a supplier anymore because she was not able to supply me. So I did my research again, further research, and I literally found the suppliers that made the waist trainers, and the rest is history. All right. So I've been selling waist trainers for over 9 years and I have literally grown and scaled that business into shapewear now, where now I'm literally selling shapewears and all type of other body contouring products and also offering body contouring services.
Listen, no, that's success right there.
Yes. And the truth is, I didn't just get there, right? I had a lot of ups and downs. I remember selling the waist trainers outside of the back of my van. So I was at work getting the orders. After work, I was driving around all of Kingston delivering waist trainers here, there, and everywhere, meeting people in Halfway Tree, that type of stuff, right? And I remember getting a little store inside of a salon. You couldn't even see the store when you entered the salon because you had to go on that step to see that store. But trust me, it was like a major store on a mall for me in my mind because I was so proud of myself. But I fixed it up nicely whenever customers come in to do their hair and stuff. I'd, you know, get them to come in and look at what I had. And the truth is, things started to get better for me because after a while, the lady that owns the salon told me that she is going to be closing down her store that she had inside of the salon, so I could probably move to the front. Then eventually she changed her mind and said, you know what? She's going to give up the business, meaning she's closing down because she can't deal with the hairdressers and the nail techs and all of that. So here I was now very depressed and stressed because I just got a TVJ interview. Now everybody knows where I'm located. My thing is booming. And now you're telling me that you're closing down. So I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So I went home, thought about it, didn't panic. I said, you know what? Let me offer her to purchase the business from her and hear what she would say. I don't think she thought about that, but I obviously gave her an idea, similar to the young lady who I approached for the waist trainers. So she thought about it. She came back. She said, yes, she's willing to sell me the business. We negotiated a price. So no, I was running a salon while running my store. Nothing I'd prepared for, but I decided to go head on. Now, while being there, I started to understand what she was going through because I started to experience the problems that she was facing dealing with the tenants. So I couldn't do it any longer because this is how I'm getting the rent. This is how the rent is being put back into fixing things that they're damaging. I don't know if you'd understand, but let's say an AC, let's say the door, let's say the hairdryer. So whatever it is that we're using every day to function this business, they were getting destroyed by the people. So as they pay the rent, now you have to put back the rent into fixing these things. So eventually I said, you know what? I'm going to close this down. Not going to do this anymore. Mind you, my little store was still doing its thing. And then I started to look for a place. Found a place on Mall Plaza. Inquired how to get the property to rent. And I got through with it. Was there doing my thing. So I moved, closed on the salon. Oh, and let me give you this sweet part. The people destroyed all the furniture at the salon when I told them that I was closing down.
Oh, no.
So on the day when I came in now to pack up everything and get them in storage, when I went there, the hair dryer cords were cut up. The couches were cut up. Everything was damaged, like literally damaged. Now, words flew around. Somebody heard that a salon was closing down and wanted stuff to buy, salon stuff. Gentleman came, he looked at everything. When he saw the stuff and I told him what happened, I thought he wasn't going to take them again and he took everything, irrespective of the damage.
Wow.
Right? So maybe that was just
a blessing from God.
Because the truth is, Daniel, I don't know what I would have done with those stuff. So the truth is, I got a smooth exit, right? Now, ended up on the mall plaza, was there for about a year and something, business doing well again, had to get the promotion out there of our new location, everything. Boom, we got a letter now from the strata of the mall plaza that they are going to be closing down to renovate. I don't know, everybody who knew mall plaza would have known that mall had a renovation that happened a few years ago, right? So we had to move. Everybody in the mall plaza had to move. Now I was like, what is this? You know, business booming again. And now I have to go find somewhere. So happened that I knew about a store in the Springs Plaza that was up for sale. It's a friend of mine who was selling the property. And I said, you know what? Let me check to see if, you know, this could work for me. And it so happened that I got that store to purchase and I moved Venposh there. Now, remember, all along, I was just selling products. Now, a customer of mine actually introduced the whole body contouring thing to me and said, why don't you try it? I've been seeing it everywhere in the States. I think you should bring it here because you're already doing things along that line. Now, for me, I don't back down from anything. The only thing that can stop me is money, but I'll figure it out, right? So I started to do my research on these machines, found the machines, bought them, brought them in, got my training, got some staff that I trained as well. And boom, I started the whole body contouring thing.
Fire.
Right? And that is how Venposh is where we are now. So it all started out from selling accessories and hair, going through all these ups and downs, and then now we're at our own location.
Was Venposh your first hustle though?
Yes.
Never had a hustle before, never sell bag juice in high school.
Never. Funny enough, no. Never. And I know that story too well. A lot of people who are hustlers know, they tell you they were selling sweetie from high school and t-shirt. No.
That's where most Jamaican hustling starts, you know.
I didn't have a hustling family. So there was nobody in my family that used to sell anything. So I don't think that, you know, came down to me. I didn't have that idea at all. So no.
So you said you're at work. You had your son. You're on maternity. Maternity leave. That was when you decided that, you know, a 9-to-5 was just not for you anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
10 years ago, pretty much 9 years ago. Yeah.
How long would you say that it took you for you to see Venposh booming? Because I know you said there are pockets of success, but did you anticipate to be where you are now?
Not at all. I really started Venposh for it to just be something I do on the side. I never in my wildest dream thought that now I'd have a proper establishment running for pretty much 9 years now. Never in my wildest dreams. And the truth is, like I said, it started all with accessories and hair. You know, how did I even get to where I'm at now? So it was just a matter of listening to my customers as well. So pretty much whenever my customers, you know, recommend something, I usually jump on it right away. Because at the end of the day, they're who I'm here to serve.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're in business, have you had any mentors or anybody that you look up to? So I know it was difficult when you were starting. You mentioned that you reach out to a number of persons, you know, to help you, to give you information, and they weren't forthcoming.
Mm-mm.
But have you found a mentor in business?
You know, it is funny that you ask, and I'm happy you actually asked this question, because what I'll say to you is it took me maybe 7 years to realize that while you're doing a business, you really need a business mentor. I didn't know this until recently. So maybe about 2 years ago, that's when I really tapped into that space and I recognized that I can only know what I know. The only way for me to know anything else is to tap into someone who is above me, someone who is doing greater than me, somebody who has reached to a level that I am yearning to get to. So all along, I was just doing everything on my own. And it's really just recently that I've tapped into mentorship. So yes, I do have business mentors, not just one, not just two. I literally have three business mentors.
Wow.
At this point.
And coming from none.
Coming from none.
In such a long time.
You know,
right?
and what I'll say to you, Dee, and I'm happy you asked that, you know, because, you know, what I've found is a lot of persons just like myself, we learn about a little hustle, we find a little idea, we run in this hustle, but we continue to keep it as a little hustle. And the truth is, we love to talk about our small business and our little business. No, it's a big business, even if it's one thing you're selling. Because when you have that mindset that it's a little business, it stays there.
Preach, no?
It stays there, right? And I must say to you, you know, a lot of people, they're jumping into business. They're not doing it the proper way in the sense that, okay, you start a little hustle, register your business, start to run your funds through your bank account so that a bank can take you seriously if later on you need some type of funding, right? Mm-hmm. I preach this all the time. So obviously I'm going to get into some of my other things that I'm doing now, which is now business coaching. So while I've recognized the mistakes that I've made, I've decided that I'm going to share with others who are coming up so that they don't make the mistakes I've made, right? So for example, preaching about this is one of my biggest thing. You must run your money through your bank account. Most banks now provide you with point of sale options. Get a point of sale machine. They even do have the mobile ones, right? Mm-hmm. So there's absolutely no excuse. And I love to tell people, success loves speed. So if you really want your business to expand and you want your business to really take off, you have to jump on certain things now. You don't wait until next year to start running funds through your account.
So hold on there, Ben. So on this podcast, we live for the gems.
Yes.
And I wanted to repeat that for all our listeners. Success.
Success loves speed. Right?
Got it, guys.
Yes. And success is transferable. So another thing for me is I can't be hanging with people who are below me. There's no room for me to grow. Who am I going to learn from? So I have to find people who are above me. So those are the people I listen to. So we have to be careful of the people who we listen to, the people who we tell our ideas to, because people will shatter your dreams. People will shatter your ideas. There are a lot of people right now sitting on million-dollar ideas, million-dollar skills, but they don't know how to bring it forth, right? And they speak to the wrong people, and those people will discourage them and tell them, oh, that market is oversaturated. Oversaturated where? And you are not there yet?
They don't have you.
Huh? Listen.
So they don't understand that who you are will differentiate, you know, when you get into that space.
Yes. But Danielle, let me say something to you. We can't really blame the people, right? We have to blame mindset. So another thing too is a lot of us, we're not personally developed. So we're running into businesses, but we're not personally developed. And what I mean by that is we have to know what we're listening to again, right? We need motivational speakers in our ears every day. Some of us, we just get up and we're running a hustle and we're just treating it like a hustle. But we're not personally developed because sometimes we're running businesses and a customer says something to you and you cuss off the customer, not recognizing that this is your bread and butter
That's your opportunity.
Your customers are your referrals. Your customers are your marketing people. You don't even need to be running ads and doing all those stuff. Once you treat your customers well, they're going to send on the word to everybody. And the truth is, if I see you in a top today and I said to you, Daniel, where did you get that top? That top is nice. If that person you bought the top from treated you like crap, you probably will not recommend the person. You'll say, Ben, the top nice for true, but I'm sorry, I can't even recommend those people.
So you like my top?
I love your top.
It's by the cabana.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So mentorship, personal development is very, very important.
I absolutely agree with you. And I wanted to get your opinion on this quote, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hustle beats talent when talent doesn't hustle.
Hmm. Wow. That's deep. So hustle beats talent. So here's the thing, right? A lot of people have talent, but they don't have the drive. They don't have the hustle in them for real, but they have the talent. No, so this is how I come in now. So as your mentor, as your business coach, this is now how I'm going to help you to get your hustle on. So here's one of the things that I find a lot of people have issues with: consistency. So you have the talent and you're not consistent in anything.
One hit wonder.
Right. So you don't show up, right? You expect to just have these products packed up at home. You don't promote it, but people are supposed to know that you have it.
Or you did well at your first sale or your mm-hmm. first expo.
And you just relax now.
And you say, yeah.
Yeah, you're rich.
You're rich.
And they eat the money. You never ever reinvest the money either. So wise business advice. Wise business advice now is that we should definitely ensure that we have a business mentor that we can run certain things through. We also need to ensure that we are reinvesting our money. So for example, you buy 20 items today to sell. You sell those 20 items. Do not take half of that money and say that is your money. Reinvest all of it and increase the amount to 40. Right. And you keep doing that and you keep doing that. We need to understand that when we just start a business, there's no room to pay yourself right now, right? We're focused on growing the business so that when the business has scaled to a particular level, then now you can start sort out staffing, your pay and all of that. Because obviously when we get to scaling level, that's now when we have taken on people, we're now delegating. So obviously we now have a payroll. So my word of advice is you can pay yourself, but not in the beginning. And you have to ensure that you separate your business money from your personal money. So obviously you need a business account.
And at what point though? So talk about you've been in banking mm-hmm. for 20 years and then you just jumped into your entrepreneurial journey.
Right.
But at what point along your career did you learn to invest and, you know, to properly maintain your finances? Not because you're a banker, we're going to take it for granted that
I knew. Well, the truth is immediately. And what I'll say to you is because I had my 9-to-5, I wasn't in dire need for money per se. And this is something I also want to encourage. If you're in a 9-to-5 and you're looking into getting into a hustle, do not leave your 9-to-5 just because you just started a side hustle. Allow the side hustle to pick up. If that side hustle can pretty much cover your three months of your income, or let's say it's each year, the income is three times what you earn at your 9-to-5, then maybe that's the time that you can look to leave. So you have to get the business to a point before you can say you're going to leave. So for me, investing in my business or learning how to manage my money came from my banking background, but also my instincts. My instincts told me that I can't eat out the business money. I have to reinvest. And the truth is, you can't just sell one product. You have to try and get other stuff. Look for other things in the market that you can service to other people.
Diversify.
So you have to diversify, which is why I moved from waist trainers into shapewear. So pretty much right now, we're one of the major suppliers for the surgeons around the country. So whenever anybody goes to do them body, they have to come to us for all the products and stuff that they need.
On their body
right?
contouring journey.
On their body contouring journey. And after they get the surgery, they have to come to us for maintenance services as well. So it's a whole compact thing. And we have pretty much, you know, tied our services in with what the surgeons do. So it's an automatic referral.
That's very, very impressive. Yes. How you just connect and you just keep it within that particular industry. So mm-hmm. with your experience now, what would you say to someone who thinks it's impossible for you to start from nothing to, you know, garner wealth?
It's not impossible. It's really just our mindset and it's just the moves that you decide to make. So what I'll say is there are businesses right now that you can start with $0. It's just going to take some commitment. It's going to take consistency and it's going to take hard work. And I'll tell you, Daniel, it's not easy. For me, who run 100 businesses, it's not easy.
I want to ask you, like, how do you, you know, do so much right. and maintain, you know, relationships with, you know, family and friends?
All right. So that's a very good question. So what I have done, I've grown my businesses to a point where, and even while I was at the bank, because obviously if I started Venposh 9 years ago, it means that I was still working, right? So people always ask me at the bank, girl, if me did have that business, yeah, what me I do? So So I said, no, I'm not ready to leave yet because I've positioned my business in such a way where it doesn't need me on a daily basis. I've put systems in place. I can still monitor and manage both customers, staff, and everything that is happening there. So I'll go there on a weekend. I don't necessarily need to be there in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
So that for me wasn't bad because of how I scale and position the business. So you have to strategize how you do things, right? I put a manager in place, so therefore I don't need to manage everyone. I manage her. She manages everyone. I manage her. So it's just like how an organization runs. So for me to be in the banking system for how many years and see how
you adapted.
So I pretty much adapted the same, system. And that is what I implemented. And as a result, what that does, it gives you more time now to get into other things because you're not 100% tied down in any business. I'm never a worker in my business.
So you're not working in the business, but you're working on the business.
That's correct. That's exactly it, right? So that is how you will be able to now diversify and get into other things and have time on your hand and still be able to manage everything. So for example, like the gas station that I recently bought, right? I don't need to work at the gas station. I'm not going to be a cashier there. I'm not going to be pumping gas. I'm not going to be being a supervisor. I'm not going to be a manager. I employ all those persons. What I do, I manage the overall operations. I do pop-ups there. So pretty much they'll just see me turn up. Sometimes I turn up like a customer on the pump. Some pump attendant may be new. I may not have been the one to interview them, so they don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very good thing for me. When I pull up, I observe how it is that they approach me. I'll also have people like you. I said, Daniel, go to my gas station at XYZ and give me your reviews on how the service went. So this is how I also manage from a distance. So Mystery shopping. So last week I was abroad for a week and all my businesses were still running while I was away. The truth is, for the most part, some of my businesses, I run them on my phone. For example, my coaching business. So while I was away on vacation, I was doing coaching calls just the same.
Was it a real vacation though?
It was a vacation, but I do still set aside time to earn some money too, because I'm just spend some money for the vacation, right?
You know it's wonderful
right.
When you can be on vacation and you're still earning from your phone.
And remember, I set my time. So if I only want to do one coaching session for today, I only have that slot alone available.
Guys, I hope you're taking notes, you know, because this is coming from the lady boss herself. So I actually have a question for you. How does it feel, you know, being your own boss? Do you like being your own boss?
It feels good. You know why? Because one, I get to employ people. So I provide employment for households. So therefore, some people are being fed due to the fact that, you know, I'm able to be their boss. I also like the freedom that it gives me. For example, I didn't need to send in a request for a vacation. When I was going away the other day, I didn't need
to. You have to send it in to get an approval.
To get an approval. And I didn't need for anybody to tell me, oh, you can only get 2 days because the department is short staff, or because of your function, we can't do without you for more than 2 days, right? So I didn't have that to handle. Then I also like the fact that I can attend my son's football games. My son is taking part in champs coming up, prep champs coming up next week. I can be there. I can participate. I can be a volunteer. Like, I couldn't do them something there before. Daniel, I remember going to dropping off my son in the mornings and little things are keeping at the auditorium and it looked fun and you want to go and part and see what they're doing. And I had to be on the phone. I had to be leaving because meetings and all of that. I was not free. It felt more burdensome than anything else. And if you're late and I'm always rushing to get to work. And I'm not saying that this is not a part of the process and this is not a part of life. But I think I've done enough of it, which is why at this point I'm enjoying the journey that I'm on now.
Wonderful. And you mentioned the word free.
Mm-hmm.
What does financial freedom mean to you?
All of what I just said. I can pretty much do what I want, when I want, how I want. And the truth is, if I need to get something done, I don't need to think two times about it. For me though, I'm not one of those type of persons who is gonna go buy an expensive bag or expensive shoes. I'm not that type of person. What I do, I invest my money into properties.
Right.
So for me, property rentals and those things are my stuff. So that's what I will invest my money in. So for some people, financial freedom probably means being able to buy a Balenciaga outfit or a Louis Vuitton shoes or a Louis Vuitton bag. That's not me. Talk to me about some properties, I'm game. Talk to me about some stocks, I'm game. So those are my things. As it relates to financial freedom, that's it for me.
I want to go where the money resides.
I want to go where the money resides and where the money passively comes in and the residual income. So for me, that's it. So I've created residual income streams, passive income streams. So that is basically my thing.
So if I want to, you know, get into hustling and start a side hustle, what are some of the options do you think that's out there now that I could look into to start a side hustle?
And that's an absolutely amazing question. You know why? Because a lot of persons have that question. There's so many ideas out there, you know, but some people are stuck. They don't know what to do first. But here's what I usually say to persons. What are you good at? What do you love to do? What comes easy to you but hard to someone else? Because it's usually the thing that you are most passionate about. Because here's my thing, right?
Absolutely right.
I don't want to encourage somebody to do something for the money. It's not about the money. For me, it's about the love. It's about the passion. It must come so easy to you that it doesn't feel like work. Because at the end of the day, you're going to take on a side hustle where it still feels like you're working. Mm-hmm. Remember, you must enjoy what you're doing, right? So for me, I get paid to do exactly what I love to do. So that's the question I'd ask. What do you love? What are you good at? What are your strong points? You know, what comes easy to you but hard to somebody else? So for example, let's say Daniel now. Daniel is an investment banker. So you're good at investments. On your side hustle, you could be the person who teaches it. So you educate other people out there who are not tapping into VM space to know about you. So you teach it out there. And because you're teaching it, you can charge. So anything you're good at, you can put a price to it. Right. And once you know your value, the sky's the limit as it relates to pricing.
Listen,
yes.
I forgot to take these tips into consideration. Yes. Yes. Side hustle.
I mean, there's a thing out there too called dropshipping. I love to talk about it because, you know, it's big in the States. But what I find is Jamaicans are so skeptic and so afraid of everything. Sometimes we have to take a little leak here and there, you know, just to test the waters and see what happens, you know. And I'm going to share with you why. I don't know if you know about network marketing, right? But for me, I've always heard the term, and in my brain, it was a scam. I don't know how you feel about the term network marketing. What do you know about it? But for me, it was always a scam for me. So when I hear about network marketing, not interested, not interested. And it so happened.
Same.
And it so happened that in 2020, Daniel, somebody brought this network marketing business to me, but they didn't say it was network marketing. They just say it's some products that you will sell and you get paid to do it. And I said to myself, and it was some teas, right? And I said to myself, the fact that I made my own teas, because I also manufacture some products for myself. So I have some branded products called Venposh teas and cream, fat burner creams and stuff, which I also had people selling. So I have distributors all over the world that sell those products for me. So when the guy brought the idea to me about doing this business where you sell teas, I kind of said to him, I'm not sure if I'm interested because I already have my own teas. So I'm not interested. But it was a network marketing business. I just didn't know because he didn't say that. Then a few months after, I was on Instagram again, that very tool that I got my first business idea from. And I saw a young lady making teas every day. She mixing teas every day and drinking. And she just looked like she's having fun doing this. And then she alludes to the fact that the teas help her to lose weight. No, and then when she lose the weight, she get paid. Or when she sell the tea, she get paid. So I didn't understand the concept. So one day I sent her a DM and I said, explain to me how this works, but I want some of the teas to buy. I want to test it out. And Danielle, let me tell you something. When she said to me, this is how it works. It's a network marketing business. You get paid $20 US per product that somebody buys from you and you can build a team. So I didn't understand the concept of network marketing. You build a team, meaning if all the persons in the room decide that they want to come on board to join me in the team, we all sell teas. And when everybody sells teas, everybody benefits, right? It gets a little deeper than that. So when I understood what she explained to me, I said, sign me up. It cost me about $200 US to sign up where I bought the products and I signed up in the business. And let me tell you something, the rest is history. Still didn't know what I was doing, But during the pandemic, I decided to do it. Now, remember what happened in the pandemic. Most mm-hmm. of us were staying home and working from home and all of that. So that was it for me. So while working from home and also tapping into this business, I decided to go and figure it out and learn it. So I went on YouTube, did my research, learned up about the business and learned how network marketing worked. And I started to come on live every day on Instagram and Facebook talking about it. And I said, guys, when I earned my first $80, I felt like it was $80 million. I was so excited because here's what happened. While I was at the bank, you know, I always said to myself, I want to find a business where I can earn money online from my phone. Remember, I have Venposh and stuff, but right. Venposh now ding ding on my phone. But now I'm making money from my phone on Venposh. That's a standalone business out there, so in a space. Now, when I learn about this online money and I can literally hear a ding on my phone and I make money, I was like, I need to get involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when I got serious and I learned this business. And all of a sudden, a whole lot of persons started to join me in the business. Tutus, when I look, I had about 3,000 people on my team from all over the world.
Wow.
All of us running this business, we're training each other and we're enjoying what we're doing. People using the products, getting results. Boom. I became a big global director in the company. First and only global director in the whole English-speaking Caribbean.
And to think that you shrugged
and I run the guy before and saw marketing. Somebody doing it a different way. Didn't know it was the same thing. Got involved and then earned six figures in 6 months. And I'm talking about US six figures.
Wow.
Online, on my phone, using Instagram and Facebook only. So all the people who joined me in that company joined me from Instagram and Facebook because I was going live. So again, it all boils down to when you have a business, you have to talk about the business. So you can't be afraid to go live. A lot of people are sitting running businesses. Nobody know who is behind the business. All you're seeing is products on this Instagram page. I don't know who is behind that. It could be a scam for all I care. Mm-hmm. So let your people get to know you because people don't buy people. People don't buy products. People buy people.
Absolutely.
Right? The people that support me, they are not supporting the products because there are other people but I'm selling the same thing that I'm selling. They're supporting me because one, I am transparent. They get to see me, so they recognize that I'm genuine and people want to be able to trust a brand.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So
absolutely.
That is basically how the whole thing started for me.
So guys, there are lots of opportunities out there to start a side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Ben, thank you so much for stopping by on the VM Wealthwise podcast and just telling us your story of how, you know, your hustle started, how to get our hustle on.
Yes.
And, you know, giving me that little idea of how I can start my side hustle.
Yes. Thank you guys for having me.
You're most welcome.
Thank you so much.
Tune in next week. And remember, for all your wealth management needs, just call us at 876-960-5000 or email us at wealthinfo@myvmgroup.com. Podcast production courtesy of Infinity Media. Don't forget, you can build your wealth with us at VM Wealth Management. Advice, solutions, performance.